back from break. We are here with Alexia Sabor, who is a candidate for Secretary of State. Election is coming up in August, the primary. And so, Alexia, we know that you're qualified for this position. We know that your degrees serve the public purpose. So what does this race have to say about politics of Wisconsin, democracy in Wisconsin, and elections in Wisconsin at this point in time?
Yeah, so, you know, Republicans want to take this seat, as I mentioned previously before the break, and have the Secretary of State be the person who certifies election results. I think that's a terrible idea. I think it's a terrible idea, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in the seat, right? Because no matter who's in the seat, if there's partisan oversight of our elections, people who are in the party that does not control the seat are going to mistrust the process and mistrust the results. And if we cannot even agree who is elected and has the right to make decisions, we can't move forward with literally anything else that we care about. So I don't think that moving election oversight into partisan hands at this point is a good choice for Wisconsin.
So is the current Republican candidate, what is that person saying about the race and about election?
I mean, there are more than one Republican candidate right now, right? But all of them, I believe, wish to move election oversight to the seat. And in particular, the most likely candidate, I think, to make it through the primary would be former Representative Amy Loudenbeck. And she is definitely in favor of moving that power to this seat.
So as a current commissioner on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, I really share your view that the, you know, because currently the Wisconsin Election Commission, its staff is nonpartisan. The folks that run the day-to-day staff provide guidance to the municipal clerks, county clerks who actually run elections in Wisconsin. They are in fact nonpartisan. And the calls for, you know, Megan Wolf's resignation are really outrageous because, I mean, she's like a superstar around the country, recognized as one of the leading experts on elections, fair elections, safe elections, cyber secure elections. You know, I mean, she's got security through the Homeland Security, right? So she has the credentials, and they want to, you know, take her out of the spot even before we get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So what do you think is behind this push other than just this raw grab for power or, you know, grab for raw power, whatever, either way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it needs to be anything more than a raw grab for power, right? I think we've seen time and time again that the Republicans are interested in nothing more than a ruthless dismantling of our democratic processes and systems and limiting the right to vote and impeding election integrity, right? I've been hearing as I'm talking to people across the state from clerks that are coming under attack because they're just trying to do their job with integrity and according to Wisconsin statute. And a lot of these people aren't even Democrats, right? They're Republicans, and they're still coming under attack. And I'm hearing from people, like I heard from a clerk in Waukesha County, that they were finding it difficult to complete other parts of their job because there's so much effort to impede progress on the elections that they're not able to get to the other parts of their job. So it doesn't serve anybody except a very small minority of people who will actually hold that power.
You know, here's sort of the dynamic, right? If it comes to the place where the law actually puts elections under Secretary of State, then your position becomes even more important than it already is, and in a well-known way. How do you see then being a candidate, and if elected, how do you preserve fair elections and integrity if they in fact give you the power to certify elections? How do you do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think that one way you do it is by using the seat to communicate more effectively in defense of democracy and to help people understand the attempts to undermine election integrity and infringe on voter rights, right? And to expand the reach of the office by increasing civic engagement through education, because it's really easy for people to mistrust what they don't understand and either choose to be a bystander or, you know, believe the kind of big lie conspiracy theory that Republicans are currently peddling.
You know, right. And the big lie, meaning that Trump somehow wasn't the biggest loser ever, is the biggest lie. But, you know, the big lie movement has a lot of power. Dean Knutson served on the Wisconsin Election Commission with me. Mm-hmm. Republican, was a friend of Speaker Voss, helped create the Wisconsin Election Commission. And they ran him out of the office and essentially forced him to resign because he told the truth that, you know, Biden won and Trump lost. So I think your point that as the Secretary of State, in the event elections are turned over to you, your bully pulpit is really big. Now you have about 30 seconds. So what's your shout out to all the voters, and why do they vote for you?
Yeah, well, I think that we are missing an opportunity with this office to push back in defense of our democracy and to use it to push back on attempts to infringe on voter rights. And also, I would say that it's really important that we have somebody in this position, in every position for every constitutional office, who is actually out there all in making the case, affirmative case, not just for themselves, but for Tony Evers and Josh Call and the treasurer and who's ever going to be up against Ron Johnson. Having a strong candidate in every office gives us the best chance to win all the offices.
Thank you all. That was Alexia Sabor,